This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters, it's that time of the year when many families are celebrating a milestone or more with their children's academic journey, graduation season. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every graduate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to give success to those who are still at the beginning or somewhere in the middle of their pursuit of success, because everyone is in pursuit of success. So it's very important that we remind ourselves of the true definition or the true concept of success, what it is that we are pursuing. Because very often as human beings, we can easily, we have the tendency to turn means into goals. Means become the very destination or objective or the end that we are looking for. So That is why many people, subhanAllah, it's a well-known, documented, well-researched phenomena that many people experience after a breakthrough, some sort of success and accomplishment, they experience the same emotions that some people experience when they have a breakdown. Because when you focus on the very matter that is supposed to be just a means to something else and greater and bigger, and if you don't have a master plan, if you lose sight of the big picture or what it is that you're doing, whatever you're doing for, once you accomplish it and you get there, you're like, okay, what's next? Was that it? So after the ceremonies and the graduation parties and the gifts and all of that, many people feel this dip emotionally and psychologically. And it's very painful. It's as painful as someone that tried to accomplish whatever they accomplished but wasn't able to in some cases. So it is important for us as believers to remind ourselves and to remind our loved ones and to remind our children and our students and our mentees and our youth of what it is that we're pursuing. What is our ultimate goal in this life? And obviously, we were all created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to establish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance, to facilitate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance for others. But Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran tells us in multiple places what victory or what success looks like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for instance, tells us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful are the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and this is what I want to talk to you about today and focus on, inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the reality of this life. Because I'll tell you one thing. No matter what it is that you have now, no matter what it is that you are able to accomplish, you know, some of us, or maybe most of us, have things that other people are dying to have. And we don't even realize it. We don't even feel it. Many of us have things that other people are dying to have. And most of us don't even realize how good we have it. So now, we look at it and we're like, okay, what's a big deal? We take it for granted. This is human tendency. But many, alhamdulillah, they're like amazed or they're impressed with what they have. They're like, alhamdulillah, look at what I have. Look at this, look at that. Great. Regardless of which type of person you may be, someone who is well aware of the blessings that they have or someone who's not aware of the blessings that they have, bring up the topic of death, which is inevitable for each and every single one of us. And then everything becomes irrelevant. Everything becomes worthless. Except that which we can count on after death. This is precisely why it's said, وَالْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said that the smart or intelligent, the wise person is one who works for that which is after death. Controls himself and his desires and his whims and in this life, but then works for that which comes after death. Because everything loses its meaning once you bring up the subject. Unless, again, it's something that is dedicated for the life after. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us of this reality, Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Ali Imran, verse 185, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul will taste death. Every soul, every living being will taste death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Your reward, your wages, is that which you will be compensated. Your compensation is that which will be given to you and delivered to you on the day of judgment or the day of resurrection. Your reward is not in this life. That degree is not your reward. You should not think of it as the reward of your efforts, the fruits of your hard work and sincerity. Because if you think of it as the reward in and of itself, then that's it. Once you get it, you get nothing. The opportunities that that degree is going to provide you with isn't in and of itself your reward. Because that's going to be very cheap, to be honest with you. So no matter what it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you in this life, remember that it's not an end, it's not a goal in and of itself, it's a means to something greater and bigger. See, one of the Sahaba, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them, Zubruqan ibn al-Badr, came and he shared, he spoke before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he praised his tribe and what they were able to accomplish. This is before Jahiliyyah. They were one of the most powerful, most accomplished, most celebrated tribes in the Arabian Peninsula. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them to Islam. So, and as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ, the best of you during the days of the pre-Islamic era turn out to be the best after Islam, when Islam comes, إِذَا فَقُهُ, if they pursue knowledge and if they excel in seeking knowledge and having the proper understanding of the deen. This powerful tribal leader and poet stood in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and started to speak about his tribe's accomplishments and legacy. And then after he talked about how they were able to accomplish, how they were able to be on the top in every area, in warfare, in poetry, in generosity, in all of the areas that they would compete with other tribes in, he says, and we are yet, all of this is nothing. We are actually pursuing something bigger. We have reached the stars, but we're looking for something beyond. وَإِنَّا لَنَبْغِي فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ مَظْهَرًا. So the Prophet ﷺ said, what is beyond that? He said, you're saying that we have reached the stars. What is beyond that? And he said, Al-Jannata ya Rasulullah. He said, Jannah. Whatever it takes to make it to Jannah. It could be giving up everything that you have or that you accomplish. It could be giving up your life if necessary. It could be, and it is, dedicating everything that you have, including that degree and the success, this worldly success, for that. This is someone who has proper understanding. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, your reward will be handed to you on the day of judgment. None of the things that we have, the titles, the degrees, the bank account, the balance that you have, all of these things, whatever you had parked in the parking lot, none of these things is your reward. If you think of it as your reward, that's a very cheap reward. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So what does it take? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to explain further, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. He who is removed or drawn away from hellfire and admitted to Jannah has indeed attained the ultimate victory or success. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. What this world, this dunya, this life has to offer is nothing but an enjoyment of delusion. It's nothing compared to akhirah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla in multiple places reminds us that وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. It's nothing, it's small. Don't settle for it. That is why we have to be moderate and careful as we celebrate our successes and our accomplishments in this life. And I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm saying we have to be moderate and we have to be careful and we have to be wise. And make sure that we keep our sight on our end goal. And that is to make it to Jannah. And dedicate everything that we have for that. And prepare for the ultimate graduation ceremony. When those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day and follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's commandments and conduct themselves in the best of ways, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, فَمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُزَحْزَحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَيُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, whoever wants to be removed or drawn away from hellfire and admitted to Jannah, فَلْتَأْتِهِ مَنِيَّتُهُ, let death come upon him or her while believing in Allah in the last day. Maintain your iman and your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let anything get to you and make you lose faith. And serve people or treat people the way you want to be treated, with excellence and courtesy and sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I of those who listen and follow the best of what they listen to. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. It is important, my dear brothers and sisters, especially for parents and educators, to remind our students, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again bless them and protect them and preserve them, of that end goal. And to make sure that they actually dedicate whatever they do and whatever they accomplish for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to continue to progress. Because one of the things, a lot of people think that, okay, that means that okay, khalas, I'm just going to focus on akhirah, and I'm not going to... No, ya jama'a, what we're saying is actually bigger than that. What we're saying is, because whatever we do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we dedicate, if we dedicate it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to feel like we can do better, and we can do more, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves better. So that is going to actually encourage us, motivate us, and propel us to even do more and accomplish more. It will have a bigger meaning, a meaning that goes beyond this life, a meaning that goes beyond getting married and having children and having a nice big house and a couple of beautiful exotic cars. Something that is much more meaningful than that. It makes a huge difference when I hear someone tell me, yeah, well, I am doing this and this and this. I said, and then I would say, what is your ultimate goal? Well, I'm just looking to, inshallah ta'ala, retire at 45 or 50 and then be able to travel the world and play golf. This was said to me. And then another person that says, no, I'm hoping to do this and this and this and do this for my community and do this for my ummah and do this for my family. There's a huge difference between the two. The latter, even if they don't get to live to do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them based on their intention. And their impact is going to go beyond their lifetime, their legacy. As for the one that just cares about dunya, that's it. Once dunya is gone, and it will be gone, it's over. Last night, I was told about I found out about this young man from Canada by the name of Muhammad Arafat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him. Who used to walk from the university, the Islamic University of Medina, to the Haram to pray Salatul Jum'ah. To pray Salatul Jum'ah, he would walk about an hour 15 minutes. Every Friday. He was a student with limited means, but he wanted to pray Salatul Jum'ah in Al-Masjid al-Nabawi, so that's what he used to do. Last Friday, while he was fasting, he was hit by a car and died. Rahimahullah ta'ala. A student of knowledge on the day of Jum'ah, on his way to Al-Masjid al-Nabawi while he's fasting. What an end. And everyone is envious of that. Why? Because they understand. They understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is something I want us to really make sure that it's engraved in the psyche of our children. I hope that I'm able to do that with my own. That whether you take the school bus or you're dropped off by your parent or you drive to school, this is a sacred journey. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man salaka tariqan," whoever seeks a path, takes a path or a journey, whoever takes or makes a trip, tariqan yabtaghi fihi 'ilman nafi'an, seeking a beneficial knowledge, sahhala Allahu lahu bihi tariqan ila al-jannah, Allah Azza wa Jal will ease or facilitate for him or her a path to Jannah. A student of knowledge, a seeker of knowledge, someone who is going to educate themselves for, again, with that intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be better and serve their community, that path, that journey of theirs is a path to Jannah. And whoever dies on a path to Jannah will end up in Jannah. So that is a success story. Though he died, rahimahullah, and his youth did not get to graduate, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. For whoever goes out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُهُ الْمَوْتِ, and then death comes upon him, فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, that person's reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's something that we need to remind ourselves and our children with. Now, there's another reason why we should celebrate this generation of seekers of knowledge. Many of them, alhamdulillah, have demonstrated a level of awareness and courage that I personally didn't think it existed. And I owe many of them an apology. It's just out of my concern and fear. I was like, is this generation even capable of doing anything? All you have to do is look at the more than 100 campuses around in North America. I even heard that some universities in Canada right now are having. Look at those who are standing their ground to speak the truth and advocate for those who are oppressed and stand up for them, many of whom are Muslims, many of whom get together and they pray. They call the adhan in public and they pray proudly. I remember a time when my youth, when I was a young imam back in the days, without mentioning any particular place, where the youth that I would take to go to any amusement park or go hiking would ask to hide somewhere to pray Jama'ah. They were afraid. See, many of us, especially in the post 9/11 era, many of us don't realize how much it affected them psychologically. It was very traumatic for many to be mocked and to be made fun of. Islamophobia was and still is real. So they're like, oh, can we hide somewhere? I said, where? They looked up a place and it was right where the dumpsters were. I said, no, we're not going to pray here. We're going to pray right in the middle of this particular field. And if you're afraid, then two of us should stand on the side just to look out for us, and while the rest of us pray, and then we take turns. But we're not going to hide. We're Muslims. We're not doing anything wrong. We're just worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the United States of America. We have every right to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in peace. And I remember that many of them on the way back, they're like, yeah, we want to pray. You know, they had that. They just need to be engaged and they need to be encouraged. So now we have people who are competing to call the adhan and pray together, and they have their, you know, even non-Muslim friends and colleagues and stand and chanting, let them pray. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. And obviously we cannot not give credit to the great people of Gaza and their courage and their stand that inspired the whole world. How even non-Muslims are being inspired by the level of courage that they have shown. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them victory. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a swift relief. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring an end to the aggression of the Zionist regime. Allahumma barik lana fi awladina wa banatina ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma barik lana fihim. اللهم حبب إليهم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبهم وكره إليهم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم احفظهم بالإسلام واحفظ الإسلام بهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أبرم لأمة الإسلام أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل الطاعة ويهدى فيه أهل المعصية ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر، والله على ما أقول وكيل. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا. هذا إقبال. Are we good to go, brother إقبال? Okay. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما،
قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الصلاة. السلام.
وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, tonight we have an Isha program. Inshallah, it's going to be with Sheikh Anwar Arafat. And it's going to be a preview of the Dawah conference that's happening next Friday, inshallah, next weekend. So the topic is the Palestine and the obligation of Dawah, which is the theme of the conference. So that program is going to be directly after Isha, and Isha is at 9:15 p.m. tonight. We'll also be having childcare starting back up this month. And so the first night will be tonight for that, for the Friday night childcare. So if you're used to dropping off your kids at Manara for the Friday night program, that'll be going on. And then also badminton after Isha is also resuming tonight. Tomorrow we have a MIC masjid cleanup, similar to what we did before Ramadan to clean up the masjid. We are going to be cleaning up the masjid tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you want to come and volunteer and bring your family and friends, please do so. It'll be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow for the masjid cleanup. And then next weekend is that special weekend where we have two programs, alhamdulillah, where we have Ustada Yasmin Mujahid coming Friday night for the program called The Hearts Revival. And that's going to be going on from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., inshallah. And registration is live for that. That's about $15 to $20 per person. And the link is circulating, so make sure to register for that. And then also, what I mentioned, as far as the second annual Dawah conference, that's going to be happening all weekend. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you have 10 speakers, including local and national speakers, coming from out of town. You have guests and attendees coming from out of town as well. And so there's a link for that for you to register. But make sure you do so in advance, inshallah, so we have a jam-packed weekend next weekend. And we'd love to see you all there. Jazakallah khair.